All right, the last thing I want to talk about is working with ranks instead of values. All of the non-parametric statistics for use with quantitative variables work with the ranks of the variable values rather than the values themselves. So here's everybody's score. And what we do is we convert those scores to a rank. The smallest value gets the smallest rank. So person number 6 with a value of 8 gets a rank of 1. The highest rank is the number of cases. So the biggest number gets the value that relates to the number of cases. Subject number 2 has the largest value, so they get a 6. Tied values get the mean of the involved ranks. Since cases 1 and 3 are tied for ranks 3 and 4, they both get the rank of 3.5. Now, ties is going to become an issue with some of our non-parametric statistics. There are different versions based on people scrambling around trying to come up with the best formula to deal with ties. Sometimes it's multiple versions of the same statistic, like Kendall's Taw. Sometimes it's people playing with their own statistics. And we'll try and get you through that. Why convert values to ranks? It's really simple. In a distributional and a mathematical sense, ranks are what's known as better behaved than values. When we're talking about values, the range on those can be anything. Depends on how you're measuring it. But with 6 people, the ranks only go from 1 to 6. Okay? It's much harder to be skewed. It's much harder to be leptocurtic. It's much harder to be ill-behaved when you're working with ranks than when you're working with scores. And it makes it more like a process of counting and less like a process of averaging. And that's what makes things better for us and simpler for us, and why we'll see a lot of this rank stuff.